Good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Mr. KE2GDQ, K2PCB here. It is not a bad day, not a horrible start to the day, to Wednesday. It was funny. Let's see, not last night, but the night before, I slept for like 10 and a half hours. I was exhausted for some reason Monday night. So I ate dinner, crashed, and just slept right on through. Last night, I had something in my head. Even though I went to bed at a reasonable time, my brain would just not turn off. And I was thinking about something very, very specific. I was actually thinking about some place I used to work and all the people there. And I was trying to go through my head and list all the people that I could remember. And one of the guys that I used to work with there, and I'll drop a second. Yeah, this was when I worked at Builder Square. This is back in the 90s. And one of the guys that I used to work with there now works at PCB. And he found some pictures of a picnic that we had over at Stiglmeyer Park. And I'm in there, and we all look like kids. Even the people who I thought looked older now look younger than me now. It's kind of funny. Anyway, so I was reminiscing about that, and I could not get my brain to turn off. It was something. So how are things with you?
Yeah, I've had nights like that, too, where you just start thinking about something, and you just can't seem to get it out of your head, and you can't. Usually for me, it was I couldn't go back to sleep. And I don't like. Thankfully, I haven't had one of those lately, and if I do, well, I have alternatives now.
Yeah, I don't, even though I have the medical approach at my disposal, and it's nothing crazy. We just have some of these Equate brands. I'll call it a sleeping pill. It's not melatonin, but it's something that kind of knocks you out. I don't like when you take them, you kind of feel a little groggy the next morning. So, yeah, I probably could have taken one of those, but, that's okay. That's okay. Let's see. What else is going on? Not too much. Actually, this coming up Saturday, Lynn and I have a high school reunion. It's Lynn's high school reunion, so she's all excited about that. And, it's over at there's a gathering at the Polish Falcon. I think they're going to be gathering over on Friday night in the Village of Lancaster. You know, everyone hangs out there on Main Street. But then they're doing something more official at the Polish Falcons. We're supposed to be going to that on Saturday. So looking forward to that. And, that's about all that's happening.
I did have a good view of the International Space Station this morning, flying over a little after 5 a.m. Had a good view. The sky was clear, and it was going pretty slow. It was off to the north a little bit, but still well above the horizon. I've got to check to see if they're doing any more slow scan TV stuff now that I've got some things figured out with the help of Jeff.
Yeah, maybe even just their other activity schedule. You know, they might not be, if they're not doing slow scan, they might be doing like communication with a club or a school or something. You may not hear both sides of the conversation, but you might hear the downlink side.
Yeah, because my understanding is the space station transmits on one frequency and then receives on another. I can't remember what bands those are.
Yeah, I know during some special events, I'll put on, like, the NASA TV and just live stream on the TV. But, yeah, to be able to hear it directly, that would be cool. Even if it is, trivial, kind of information getting passed along, that would be neat to hear.
Yeah, anything like that would be cool. You might say even just to listen would be cool. One of the things I want to do is build an end-fed antenna so I can hook it up to my SDR dongle so I can start listening to some more CW and some other frequencies, some of those lower frequencies.
And obviously, even for listening, it helps to have a tuned antenna. When it's been improved for receiving, it's better for transmitting and vice versa. But a lot of times, just for listening, if you can just get that out to a straight piece of wire or a non-earthed hunk of metal, that's how you see some people, they will... They will tune up their gutters and whatnot, or even fence posts or fence rails if they isolate it. If you have a way to just get a wire out there, you might be able to do some decent receiving, just getting a little bit of something outside. In fact, I've got one of those CNGN receivers. And digital receivers. It doesn't do a great job just because it's got a digital VFO and the steps are pretty big, but it does work. And it just has one of those, it has a telescopic antenna, or you can plug in one of those pocket long wires and it rolls up. I don't want to say like a fishing reel, but you just hold your finger on it and spin the wire into it. But that actually works pretty nice. And even inside, I can pick up a lot. So it might not take much of an antenna to bring a signal into that SDR.
Cool. Well, hopefully, there's nothing really going on this weekend. Maybe that's something I could work on.
Yeah, rather than waiting till you have a big loop that goes around the perimeter of your yard or something, I would get started with something easy. Something doesn't necessarily need to be small, but something easy. Even if you just have some old speaker wire or something, or if you have some wire that you were using to do little electronic repairs or something, some 20-gauge wire, 22-gauge wire. You're not putting any power into it, and you just want to string it out to catch a signal. And that would work.
I'll have to see what I've got laying around. Home Depot isn't that far away. Like you said, if it's just speaker wire, that's pretty cheap. I could do that. So the only thing I'd need to do then is... figure out how to hook a connector up to it.
Yeah, and that's where it's nice to have, some old chunks of coax and just cut it off and pigtail those wires or whatchamacallit, some old antennas or something that you can sacrifice that has the antenna on there that you can solder the wire onto. Just don't short those. Actually, the SDR, that's a receiver. That's not a transmitter. But, don't short out the signal line, the center conductor, to the ground. Otherwise, you're going to turn everything off.
That sounds pretty easy. Sounds like something that even I can handle.
Yeah, or even a wire with some alligator clips on there. You can do a lot with just some makeshift connections. Think about what you're able to do as far as getting in some of your television signals, and all you're doing is moving the antennas around and adding some hunks of foil and all these things we did. Of course, this is all UHF and VHF. Now we just need to think a little longer wave, you know, a little longer lengths of wire, and it doesn't need to be perfect. We're just looking to receive. Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff. Some people just have whips, you know, like an old CB antenna. An old CB antenna can actually work really well on the higher HF bands.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. You're just trying to pick up the signal. And Peter says, you know, any antenna is better than no antenna. I will do some searching, some YouTube videos and whatnot, and see what I can do to build an antenna to receive some of those lower frequency signals.
Yeah, hopefully those books you picked up, especially the the indoor antenna book. If you've gotten into that, maybe that book had some suggestions of doing stuff like that. Of course, they probably are going to be geared towards making properly tuned antennas, stuff that you can transmit with indoors. Maybe it's low power QRP, but that'll be a very fun project to see what else you can bring in just with a coat hanger or whatnot. This is K2PCB. I am destinated, and I didn't let anyone else get in here, so I'll break a second. K2PCB.
KC2NVM, check in. Hello. Good morning. You could find SMA extensions and use one of those and cut it, and that would give you your connection into the SDR.
In fact, Brad, when you said that you put the SMA connector on that hunk of coax, did you buy more than one?
The SMA connectors. Oh, yeah, I bought more than one connector.
Is that the same connector that's on your? Wait a minute, is that the same connector that's on the SDR, or is that the reverse polarity?
No, it's an SMA.
Okay, so you could even, if you haven't done it already, just plug your outside antenna, your UHF-VHF antenna, into the SDR. Have you done that already?
I did, and it worked. I did get some, I was able to pick up a 7 megahertz frequency for a while, and was listening to some CW. I was just thinking that if I had an end-fed antenna, that I'd be able to, it would come in stronger. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
No, you're not overthinking it. So that antenna that you have out there, obviously tuned for UHF, VHF, is an incredible compromise. But it does meet the, go along with Peter's thinking of any antenna is better than no antenna. But, yeah, having a long wire NFED or any long wire is going to beat that. As soon as you increase that wire length closer to the wavelength of the frequency you're listening to, yeah, it's going to improve that dramatically, especially if you can get it to a tuned cut length.
Well, I've got some spare parts, spare connectors and stuff, and there is YouTube, and there's a Dave that Peter recommended. I can't remember what his last name is, but he's got a YouTube video. He does a lot of ham stuff. Plus those two books I've got. Yes, the one book is, both books are talking about receiving and transmitting, so they're always talking about matching it, you know, getting a low SDR, SWR. So I think I can look to those and find some ideas on just to create a receiving antenna for right now.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what the hobby is all about. It's about figuring out what works for you and get you either on the air or listening and keeping you engaged in the hobby. And allowing you to be in control of your experience and improve the quality of your experience by improving your knowledge and making your system better. Well, I've got 6:43, so I'm going to make a run for it. I know I was really pushing it yesterday, but I'm going to drop out, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. KCPCB, I am clear. I'll listen out for the finals as I'm walking in, though.